Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with hearts filled with gratitude, love, and humility. As the sun rises and a new day begins, we anchor ourselves in your word. We hold tightly to Psalm 23, the timeless promise of your care, provision, guidance, and protection. Lord, we invite you into every moment of this day. May this prayer be more than words. It is our surrender, our trust, and our declaration that you are our shepherd. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, you are my shepherd. You know my needs before I even ask. You guide me to what is best for my life, and you withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. Lord, I confess that so often I worry about what I do not have, about what I lack, about what tomorrow will bring. But today I release those anxieties into your hands. I shall not want because you are my source. You provide food for my table, strength for my body, peace for my mind, and love for my soul. Every blessing I receive comes from you. Even when my resources seem limited, I will not be afraid, for you are limitless. I shall not want because you are the one who fills every empty place in me. Lord, this morning I pray for your provision, not only for myself but also for my family, my friends, and those who are struggling. Father, extend your hand of blessing to the poor, to the weary, to those searching for hope. May no child go hungry, may no heart go comfortless, and may no soul feel abandoned. You are the shepherd who leaves the 99 to rescue the one. Provide, O Lord, as only you can. Psalm 23 verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Lord, you invite me into your rest. This world is restless, filled with noise, distractions, and burdens. Yet you call me to green pastures, to still waters, to peace beyond understanding. I thank you for the gift of rest that comes from trusting you. Shepherd of my soul, help me to lie down in your promises and to rest in the assurance of your faithfulness. Let me beside the still waters of your spirit, where anxiety cannot overwhelm and fear cannot dwell. As I begin this day, I choose to silence the rushing voices of doubt and instead listen to your still, small voice. Father, restore my body with health, my mind with peace, and my heart with joy. Remind me that I do not have to strive endlessly for acceptance or chase after temporary gains. I already belong to you. In you I am safe. In you I am loved. Psalm 23 verse 3, he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, I thank you for restoration. You restore what is broken, you heal what is wounded, and you mend what is torn. Father, when I feel weary from the battles of life, you lift me up. When discouragement weighs me down, you renew my spirit. This morning I pray for restoration. Restore my faith where it has faltered. Restore my joy where sorrow has entered. Restore my courage where fear has crept in. Restore my hope where despair has lingered. You are the restorer of my soul, and I believe that today you are doing a new work in me. Guide me in paths of righteousness. Lord, I know I cannot walk this path alone. Temptations surround me, distractions arise, and my flesh is weak. But your spirit strengthens me. Led me away from sin, away from compromise, and into holiness. Led me into choices that honor you. Led me into obedience that reflects your goodness. For your name's sake, may my life bring glory to you. Psalm 23 verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Father, sometimes life feels like a valley, dark, uncertain, overwhelming. But even in those moments, I will not fear because you are with me. Your presence is my shield. Your rod protects me from the enemy, and your staff guides me when I lose my way. This morning, Lord, I ask for courage. Courage to face challenges, courage to confront fears, courage to walk through valleys without turning back. Protect me from evil. Protect me from harm. Protect me from unseen dangers and from the attacks of the enemy. Father, I pray for my family today. Guard them, cover them, and keep them safe under your wings. Surround my home with your angels. Surround my life with your favor. Let no weapon formed against me prosper. Let no scheme of the enemy succeed. Your presence comforts me, Lord. When fear rises, remind me that you are greater. When doubts whisper, remind me that your promises stand. When the valley seems too long, remind me that the mountain is ahead. You are with me, and that is enough. Psalm 23 verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Lord, you are the God of abundance. You do not just provide the minimum. I serve a God of overflow. In the presence of my enemies, you prepare a table. You bless me openly, even when others may try to oppose me. Father, I thank you for anointing my life with your Spirit. Anoint my thoughts, my words, and my actions today. May everything I do reflect your glory. May every interaction carry your presence. May my life be a testimony of your goodness. I declare that my cup will overflow today. Overflow with love, overflow with peace, overflow with wisdom, overflow with opportunities, overflow with blessings that I can share with others. Lord, let me be a vessel of generosity. May my life spill over with kindness, compassion, and grace. Psalm 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, I believe this promise. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I do not have to chase blessings, for blessings follow me when I follow you. I do not have to fear what tomorrow holds, for goodness and mercy are already written into my story. Lord, I dwell in your presence. Your house is not just a building, it is wherever you are. May my life be a dwelling place of your Spirit. May my home be filled with your peace. May my steps always lead me back to you. This morning, I declare that no matter what happens today, your goodness will surround me. No matter what challenges arise, your mercy will lift me. No matter how uncertain life feels, your love will sustain me. I will dwell in you, Lord, forever.